Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today, celebrating Songkran. Thailand celebrates extended Songkran festival with millions joining nationwide in water fights. Thailand is currently celebrating, obviously, their Songkran festival. Today we're back, it's 17th April. However, we've been on a five-day hiatus on a nationwide event that marks the traditional Thai New Year with massive public water fights. This year, the festivities started a day earlier and are set to last up to 3 weeks, coinciding with a long public holiday and in response to Songkran's recent UNESCO designation as an intangible cultural heritage. Millions of local and international visitors are participating, significantly boosting the Thai economy and the tourism sector, which is a major employer in the country. The festival not only showcases Thailand's soft power, but also reflects its cultural significance, despite concerns about extending the celebration period, potentially diluting its cultural value. What do you think? 3 weeks of water fights.
I get a little over it after 3 days, I think. But, I mean, it's such a fun thing. I love it. And it's something I wasn't aware of until I actually moved to Thailand, right? Yeah. So Songkran, I think, is one of my favorite holidays to celebrate. And any way that we get the word out more, I feel like this should be... people would have fun with this all over the world.
Yeah.
It's just something that needs to be a little more broadcasted.
It's one of the best festivals in the world.
Yeah, agreed.
It just is.
Yeah. For me, Halloween, number one, Songkran, close.
Halloween.
Close two. Yeah. You know, I'm a spooky boy. That's what I like. Yeah. But anyways, Thailand is becoming a lot more popular, especially in these alternative visa categories that have sprung up. We're trying to attract new kinds of people to come to the Land of Smiles.
Okay.
So Thailand is set to launch innovative visa categories in 2024 aimed at eco-tourists, astro tourists, and digital nomads, enhancing its appeals as a diverse travel destination. The new ecotourism visas are designed to support conservation efforts and promote sustainable travel practices, ideal for visitors interested in green initiatives and national parks. The astrotourism visas cater to stargazers and space enthusiasts, capitalizing on Thailand's clear skies in areas like Doi Intanon and Koh Tao. Additionally, the introduction of digital nomad visas acknowledges the growing trend of remote working, providing a legal framework for digital nomads to live and work in Thailand. These new visa categories reflect Thailand's adaptive approach to tourism, aiming to attract a broader spectrum of international visitors while promoting cultural exchange and environmental responsibility. Digital nomad visa. That's the headline for me. What do you think?
We already have a digital nomad visa, though.
It's called the tourist visa, and then running on borders or something.
No, I mean, we've been talking about this for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, is there an official digital nomad visa? I mean, the elite visa, and, like, you know, there were some sort of digital nomad visas.
Yeah. I mean, they're making it. They're trying to make it. They're trying to roll it out. Astrotourism.
I'll see it when I believe it, Alex.
Yeah. You'll believe it when you see it.
Astrotourism.
Yes, for stargazers, because apparently Thailand has very clear skies in certain areas, good for observation.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is that a real thing, astrotourism?
That was the first I had heard of it, too. Okay. I don't know. Like I said, they're getting creative with the visa categories.
Like, the first time I heard cannabis tourism, I thought someone was joking, and then I was like, wait, actually, that does kind of make sense. If you're really, really into cannabis and want to learn how to cultivate it and start a business, then, yeah, you could come to Thailand, meet young entrepreneurs, how they started with the farms and stuff, and go around.
Mm.
So, yeah, why stop there? Why not astro?
Sure, I don't think, honestly...
I'm just... not educated enough. I don't know about astrotourism.
Cannabis tourism, by the way, is just people coming to smoke weed, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it means anything like that. But as far as the other stuff, I don't know. I just think it's a good way. There's so many digital nomads that come here and overstay visas or are just here in sort of cheeky visa situations, getting their student visas and stuff like that. Creating a legal framework for it, I think, is probably a step in the right direction.
You did it the right way, and you're just angry at the people who are not.
I'm not one of those pull up the ladder after I got up. No. Come on, digital nomads. Thailand's a good place.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story, taking us to a daring heist. A brazen robbery unfolded at the Aurora Gold Shop in Samut Prakan yesterday, where a thief snatched a gold necklace worth 210,000 baht. The incident occurred at 7 p.m. on the mall's second floor as the suspect, described as a tall man with dark reddish skin, wearing a floral shirt and white shorts, pretended to shop before quickly grabbing the necklace and fleeing. The police, shocked by the sudden theft, have cordoned off the area and are combing through surveillance footage to trace the thief's escape route and identify him. The stolen necklace weighs 5 baht and is valued at approximately $5,700.
Snatch and grab job.
Snatch and grab.
Yeah. Usually it's the workers at night snatching them off of the Indians who brought them by. Mm. Not this time.
Yeah.
But what a way to blend in. Just put on your Songkran shirt and disappear into a crowd. Yeah. So like they're still trying to find.
Security in gold shops has significantly increased over the years. I mean, obviously. But when I first came to Thailand, I was stunned. I'd go to shopping malls and you'd just see like 6 or 7 just gold shops just out in the open, just being like, here, check out some gold. And I just thought to myself, you know, mall security or shopping malls like Lotus and stuff, security, they don't even have any weapons. They don't even have, they might have half a baton.
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping a group of hooligans from coming in and just stealing a bunch of stuff? I'm not going to give any ideas anyway.
Jay is not endorsing crime here.
My point being, the security is obviously increased now. You know, now they have cameras and multiple security, and the gold shops as well are aware that this happened. So too late for that. But in general, people feel very safe in Thailand, so they just don't take it as seriously?
Well, crime is usually an act of desperation, too. You know what I mean? The punishment is usually much worse than whatever the crime being committed is. So deterrent of Thai prison, I think that usually works for me. I don't know. But I guess some people are willing to take that risk.
I don't think you'd survive in a Thai prison.
I don't think I would either.
I don't think you'd survive in any prison,
I'm
really.
I'm not snatching necklaces, though, and that's why.
You're too pretty for prison.
I'm aware.
Anyway,
excuse me. let's not think about how I'd fare in prison, and let's move on to our next story.
Yeah.
So a violent brawl erupted during a traditional procession up in Chiang Mai, incurring hefty fines for all of the participants. That's right. So a traditional procession in Chom Thong in Chiang Mai was marred by violence yesterday as a brawl broke out amongst 19 participants, potentially attracting fines of up to 75,000 baht. The incident occurred during a parade involving 19 groups carrying sacred bow tree supports to Wat Pra and Tat Si Chom Thong. The clash reportedly began over a misstep during a dance, leading to chaos that briefly halted the procession. Prior to the event, organizers had warned against violence and required musical bands to install CCTV, emphasizing peace and setting a high penalty for disturbances. Despite the altercation, the procession resumed with no injuries, maintaining the celebration's festive spirit.
Mm.
What people are so quick to throw fists, man. Stepped on my toe.
Yeah.
How was the footage, though? I missed it.
Were some cold beverages involved?
Who knows? I don't. It's a traditional Buddhist thing, so I assume not. But tensions run high, I guess, in parades.
Well, in other news, if I haven't mentioned it enough, we're coming off a 5-day Songkran holiday. Mm. But with long holidays comes a lot of traffic. Mm-hmm. That's right. As the Songkran Festival concluded, a significant traffic surge occurred on roads into Bangkok, prompting the opening of additional lanes to alleviate congestion. Notably, heavy traffic was reported at Mitrapap Road, particularly near Khao Klang Dong in Nakhon Ratchasima Province. Authorities implemented specific traffic measures along this route to facilitate smoother travel into Saraburi and ultimately Bangkok. Extra lanes were opened between Mualek and Gangkhoi districts, ensuring a steady flow of vehicles. Despite these efforts, the density of traffic required opening up to 8 lanes inbound towards Bangkok by evening, with potential extensions depending on vehicle volumes. Motorists were advised to consider alternative routes to bypass congested areas. Mm. You know there's traffic when there's 8 lanes of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, dude. This is why I understand why a lot of people just hole up during Songkran and just close the curtains and don't even see anything. It is chaos on the roads. We did that inter-city travel too, and I don't know. It's kind of fun, like seeing everything a little bit more busy in the usual sleepier towns. But at the same time, congested.
Yeah.
Well, there was some other good news coming out of Songkran regarding traffic. Well, good news, not bad news. So Phuket set up a whole week-long Songkran safety traffic network, and apparently it's had very good results.
Okay.
So Phuket's ongoing 7-day safety campaign, which coincided with the Songkran 2024 festival, has successfully maintained 0 road fatalities almost 6 days into the initiative. Despite 39 accidents recorded so far, resulting in the same number of hospitalizations, no lives have been lost. The campaign, which began on April 17th and will run until today, contrasts sharply with last year's figures when 5 deaths and 51 injuries were reported. The accidents predominantly involved local residents and foreigners, with the highest number of incidents occurring in the Katu district. This positive trend reflects a significant improvement in road safety measures on the island, providing a safer environment for both residents and visitors during the high-spirited Songkran season. Hey. Good job.
Good job.
A little road safety.
Done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Because it is like there's such a flux of people. There's so many traffic. We just kind of come to expect some numbers every year.
People were also trying new different things where they were even doing dry Songkran.
Oh.
So, for example, in Phuket town, there's a nice lifestyle mall called Limelight. Mm-hmm. They had a major event with like celebrities coming and singing and stuff. But their whole thing was that it's a dry alcohol, dry Songkran, as in, yes, there's a lot of water, but there's no alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people seem to have a much better time. No fights, no arguments, no car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone still had a great time throwing water at each other while listening to some good music.
Yeah, I can see how that phrase would be confusing, though. A dry Songkran. Yeah.
Like,
no, nothing literally dry about it. But in any case, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to let it breathe until next year.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those were some of the news topics from across the 5 days we were away. Mm. There are obviously more stories on thetiger.com, so do check them out. For now, we're going to be taking some comments from the live chat.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.